Hey Charles, what's up?
Fab, how you been?
You know what really grinds my gears?
Talk to me, what's up?
You know when you get into work and you're not late, but you're in a rush. You're just kind of trying to get into the office and you're waiting for the
You were late, Fab. You
elevator.
sound late.
I wasn't late. I was if
You were on
people
time?
if people weren't inconsiderate, I would have been on time.
Oh, okay.
But
All
people
right.
made me late.
It's everybody else's fault, but go ahead.
Yes, exactly what
All
I want to
right.
talk about. So I come into my lobby. I press the up button
Because
in
you're
the
going up.
elevator because I'm going
You're
up.
going up.
And it just annoys me
Okay.
to no end when people press both the up button and the down button. Like, are you going up? Are you going down? But,
So
like,
you don't believe in the power of pressing both buttons that the elevator will come faster?
it comes faster, but at the expense of someone else. So, like for you, like it will stop before it should. But if you're not going up, why should you slow someone else down? You don't understand how much this ruins my day. And like, I start my morning pissed off.
Right, because you were late.
I wouldn't have been late.
So now you're more late because this idiot.
I'm more late, yes, because an idiot decided to press both buttons. I just don't get the logic. Just wait your turn. The elevator will come back down.
So then talk me through this, because I'm really trying to picture this. So you're standing there,
Yes.
right, and you're saying to yourself, I already had a crappy day. I just want to go up to my office.
Yes.
So you press the button that goes in the direction you're going in,
Absolutely.
because you're a considerate person,
Yes.
right? And then this idiot
Your words, your words.
comes strolling in with their Starbucks coffee. Do they have coffee? Can they have coffee in this example? Because I feel like they should have coffee.
You know what they have that's worse than coffee?
What do they have?
They are talking on the phone.
Okay, even better.
And very
Loud
loudly
and obnoxious. Okay, even
and
better. Oh, great.
obnoxiously.
Okay.
So
Perfect.
not only do I have to tolerate being in the elevator with you when I shouldn't have because you're not even going in the same direction that I am, but you're slowing me down.
Okay, so this loud talking idiot
Yeah.
on their phone is pressing the button. So now I guess are you just like internally seething? Are you like sharply looking at this person? What do you do in that moment?
I get a little petty. I gotta admit, I'm a little petty. Like, I do some sighing, some loud sigh, there's subtle ways to let them know what you're doing is wrong. I look at my
Gotcha.
watch or I pull out my phone, like I'm in a rush.
Wow,
You
this is
know,
a whole.
not rude. I don't confront the person,
No, you're
but
not
they
rude.
know what they're doing
Wow.
and they know that I'm upset about
And you think the next time around they won't press both buttons because they don't want to hear somebody sighing and.
I don't think my strategy is effective. That's as passive aggressive as I could get, right?
Okay.
Without being a complete jerk about it
Right,
or being
right.
known as the
Yeah.
attitude.
The elevator girl,
So I
yeah.
do some passive aggressive little things that would get me by. Like in my mind, every time somebody does this, I picture myself just yelling at them and saying, "Why? Why did you push the up button if you're going down? Like, why?"
So I'm not gonna excuse all of that because I can definitely be frustrated by that in some way. I mean, you obviously seem to really be. This seems to really bother you.
Because it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. So,
what pisses you off?
I mean, the elevator thing again. It can bother me a bit, but I don't think that that's that big of a deal, right? So for me, so we both live in New York, and if you live in New York or any other major city, public transportation is a big deal, right? So for me, I take the train a lot, pretty much every day to work. And one morning, I'm on the train, and my train commute's like a big part of my morning because it takes me like an hour to get to work, and I really get a chance to kind of decompress,
Sure.
get my mind ready, right? I'm about to go into an 8-hour shift, you know? So especially if I'm coming in from the weekend, right? Like I just want my morning to be set up as good as it possibly can. So I'm sitting across from this guy. Seems like a nice guy. He's wearing a suit. He's on his way to work just like me, right?
Uh-oh.
But then he proceeds to pull out a handkerchief. And on the train, sitting across from me, like, have you ever heard someone blow their nose? And it just like, you can visually, like, you can, like, you cringe because you can hear what's coming out of it.
That's kind of a gross thing, but out of all the subway New York City things you could have brought up, this is the one that I didn't even see coming.
But hold on, it gets worse.
Ow.
Because not only did he literally blow everything into this handkerchief, he proceeds to fold it up.
He put it back.
And put it back in his pocket. And all I could think of is, God help whoever this man comes in contact with, because he's just starting a shift now.
Well, I have a question. Did he fold it before he put it up?
You know what?
You know, did he do that, like, whole thing? Like, because if you fold it, you technically protect the pockets.
It didn't matter what he did with it. I don't care if he crumpled it up. I don't care if he folded it. The point is that he put it with the intent that he was going to walk around with this all day. Like, it wasn't like a piece of tissue where you fold it, you crumple it up, you do whatever, but you're going to throw it away, right? You're not going to reuse the tissue.
Sure.
Because why? That sounds crazy, right? Like, the idea of reusing a tissue sounds really weird. So why would we reuse a handkerchief? Why is that any different?
Because it's environmentally friendly. Right?
So, like, it's environmentally friendly, but then you're going to walk around with a germ-filled rag, but you want to talk about what's environmentally friendly? And we got viruses going around right now, and this guy's walking around with germs in his pocket. And again, he's starting his day. If this was maybe the end of the day, right? Like, all right.
But maybe he has multiple handkerchiefs, right? You only saw him pull one out. How is he,
like a clown?
What is he? Like a clown.
What is he, like a magician? Is that where he was going for work? This guy worked at the Big Apple Circus?
Hey, you know, it's New York City. You know what? Anything can happen.
Very true. But I haven't seen any clowns wearing suits and, you know, nice shoes like that. So, but again, this guy's starting his day, I mean, forcefully blowing into this anchor.
It would have been less worse if it was at the end of the day.
I may have cut him some slack. Like, at least to say, you know what? He waited like a normal human being, or at least he used like a tissue at work and discarded it and said, you know what? I'm on my way home. I'm not going to be meeting a lot of people, you know? What if this man was like a bank teller? What if he was a teacher or something, like, you know, around kids? I mean, that would be a problem.
But what's the purpose? Isn't the purpose of a handkerchief to blow your nose?
But that's why a handkerchief is stupid, Fab. I'm not arguing whether or not a handkerchief has a purpose. I'm arguing whether that purpose is a good one. And I just don't think handkerchiefs should really be around.
All right, so with your buttons.
Or handkerchiefs, yeah. What do you guys think? I think the handkerchief is far more egregious than an elevator button. Which, by the way, you were already late for. Let's put that in context.
I was not late. Let's make it clear. That the up button pusher made me late. But I could actually not care about the man with his handkerchief.
All right, well, let us know what you guys think. Which one's worse? Which one grinds your gears? We'd love to hear from you. This is In My Opinion.